Thank you, Don. That is how a banjo can be played. We've worked lots of times on stuff that Don could hear, and it takes a long time to affect that stuff. We have a little studio down the road, and we've spent many hours. Slim, did you bring any of your banjos? Did you? This young man here makes banjos and banjonettes. He's from Knoxville, Tennessee, and a lot of you may have read about Slim Williams. And he makes some of the finest banjos that I've ever seen. But I don't know, you know, that much. So after a while, and the fellas want to see him, you let them look him over, won't you? Did you bring that first one, that maple?
Yes, sir.
You got it?
Yes, sir.
It's really some fine instruments. Real fine. So a little later, you can spot him with his blue shirt on. He'll take you and show you the bandages. He makes the fingerboards, necks, and things. And does a fine job. He's made some for Don Lawler's family. What's going to happen now, William? Oh, we're going to have some more picking here. We're going to have Ralph come up the man that's helped me more than anything, and we're definitely going to have another Bluegrass Festival next year, even bigger. We've learned a lot. Thank you. We've learned a lot on how to do a festival, and I want to apologize for the mistakes we've made. While I have a second and he's tuning, we've planned, because I didn't know what to do, a contest. Then some of the fellas come and say they'd just rather this afternoon us turn the stage over to them and let each one pick each group and so forth for about 10 minutes. Now, the musicians, of course, we promised them a contest. There's no money involved because we didn't want to turn the festival into a contest and have a lot of people show up, you know, and would harm the purpose of our festival. Let me ask, how many had just rather this afternoon after we finish these next workshops, let's turn the stage over to them and just perform here on the stage all afternoon? How many had rather have the contests of some kind? All right, we will just, when we finish here, we'll try to get it organized. I believe Pete Rowan and the mandolin player, this young man, was going to help us, so we'll just get them to make a list you can put down, and maybe each group take 10 minutes or however they want to do it, and we can play all afternoon, and then, of course, the other fellas can work tonight starting at 7.